Hey, Beta Ray Bill.
Hello. Testing, testing.
It's testing. You got your bra on?
Is that a picture I have on this computer? I never know because every computer I use has a different icon.
Yeah, it looks like there's a...
I'm back to Beta Ray Bill. Awesome.
Beta Ray Bill.
Woo.
And it looks like Micah is present.
He's always present, though.
Oh,
he's...
Yeah, it's hard to tell because...
He's always online.
Logged on Skype.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Wow, full house.
Yeah.
Everybody's here. Bill took like 7 weeks off.
I'm back from my overseas trip to Mongolia. And the food's ready.
From the nude beach, you're back.
Yes, and I got tans in places you don't even want to know.
you got sunburn.
Nice.
On your scrotum.
Well,
I didn't know you could burn the underside of your scrotum, but...
But it can happen.
It can happen. I'm living proof.
So how have you been?
Been good.
I guess you haven't had a chance to read many comics.
I've read some comics.
You've been...
There's always time to read comics.
I thought with all the nude sunbathing, you wouldn't have any time.
Oh, I can read. I read on the beach.
Oh.
Just got to keep it away from the sand. Sometimes I use the comic to shield my privates from the sun. That's a tip for all you kids out there.
Yeah. You always give good advice. Helping others.
Well, that's what this show is all about.
Yeah.
Giving advice to those in need.
We had an elevator thing happen in Durango, and I thought of you. I was like, that's not moving. The door's not. What's going on? You should really go down there and inspect your work, man, every now and then.
So what happened?
The elevator would not move.
Ooh.
I didn't know what the special key code
was. Special key code was? I probably didn't have my phone on, so you probably texted me and I was...
That's true. Well, yeah, but texting you is like... That's like the worst thing you could do in an apocalypse.
I know, I was responding, but I haven't quite finished typing it in yet. Hang on. I'll send you the code.
Yeah, I'm freaking dead already. How are you, Micah?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
You cooking?
No, Claire's warming up some food.
Ah. You're going to get ready to eat some lunch.
Oh, I ate my lunch beforehand so that I would be ready for brunch.
And what did you eat?
Rice and onions and hot sauce.
Mmm.
You say rice and onions?
Yep.
And hot sauce. That's the part.
Yes.
Mmm.
Just what we had laying around.
Was there any meat in there?
No. This is leftover stuff.
Need some meat. Or chicken. Chicken and rice.
Or beans.
Didn't have any of those.
Was it just white rice, brown rice, fried rice?
White rice.
Steamed or fried?
Steamed.
Ah.
What about the onions? Were they cooked onions, raw onions?
They were cooked. They were grilled. I guess, I don't know. Fried.
Sauteed?
Sauteed? No. Oh, they were cooked in the rice. That's what it was. Right.
And
right.
Sriracha sauce.
Not sriracha sauce this time.
Some cayenne pepper sauce. Tabasco.
It wasn't hot sauce. It's Cholula, but, you know.
Habanero. That's hot sauce. Not very hot.
The habanero's gotten really hot lately at Buffalo Wild Wings. I don't know what they changed the recipe or what.
Well, peppers, you never know. Like, you can get a batch that's, like, super hot.
No, but, like, I've been eating them for years. And the last couple of times, I almost have... And I usually I can mix my wings. But, man, I have to, like, go full speed on these things or... I won't finish them because they're so...
Are you losing tolerance?
I don't know. I don't think so.
They may have just kicked it up.
Well, Barbara just put some on a chip and she almost choked to death. And I was just like, that used to be that hot.
They must have had it go hotter because people were probably complaining that their hottest wasn't hot enough.
Well, that's what I was saying because mango habanero is supposed to be their third hottest one. You know, third from the bottom. Mm-hmm. And it really wasn't that hot. And now it's pretty damn hot.
So they've brought it to where it needs to be, huh?
Yeah. I ate an unusual dish when we were in Pagosa Springs. And it was at some place called the Chivalrous... How can you pronounce that? Chivalrous Shark? Chivalry.
That sounds right to me.
Chivalrous.
Chivalrous skank?
It was the shark.
Oh, shark?
I don't usually eat, like, seafood, but for some reason...
That's where you ate the shark balls?
Yeah, we ate shark balls. I had shark balls for the first time. They were pretty good.
I heard that shark balls melt in your mouth.
They do. You would love them. And then I never thought green chili. Well, I should have never doubted myself. But they had a green chili smothered fish burrito, and it was delicious.
I've never had a fish burrito before.
It had like onions, tomatoes, calamari. God, I want to say crab, but it's not crab. Yeah, it is crab. Crab meat. Mm-hmm. And what was the third one?
Like a fish?
I don't remember what the third one was. Oh, shrimp.
Okay.
And man, it was good. Holy smokes.
Is there rice in there?
No. And it was covered, smothered in green chili. It was great. I love green chili. All my plates have... They all look the same because I put green chili on.
Because they're all smothered in green chili.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, smothered in green chili. You're lucky. You got that stuff everywhere. You're allowed to have a dish without green chili, are you?
No.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it was very good.
Skanky Shark. Have to try that place out if I'm ever in...
Chivalry. It's not skanky.
Pasadena. Springs.
It's Hot Springs. I didn't go in them, but Barb did.
Oh, they got the hot springs there? Natural springs or whatever?
Yeah.
Why don't you go in them?
Because it smells like sewer water. It smells terrible, the sulfur. It's like... And there's parasites in there.
Barb went in. She wear a hermetically sealed suit.
They can crawl into you.
That's like on Hannibal. I don't think either of you guys watch Hannibal.
No.
But on Hannibal has this like plastic suit that he puts on. Like a what's that? Like the, you know that thick clear plastic stuff.
Thick clear plastic stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure what material, whatever. It's just kind of some kind of plastic. But he has like a suit made of it, like that you zip up, and it covers like his hands and his feet. So basically, you put it on over your clothes to make sure so that none of your fibers escape your body and nothing gets on you for when you go murder people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a good idea. But he doesn't put anything on his hair, so I'm like, wouldn't your hair? This is a mistake, I think. But I guess you couldn't have it go like all the way over your face. This could just a little hole for your mouth to breathe.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Maybe get an oxygen tank at this point.
But I could see Barb going into hot springs wearing one of those.
She's the paranoid one about parasites, but she's made me worse.
Telling you all the stories?
But this, it, the water just oh God, does it stink. It smells terrible. But it's supposed to be healing. Like, it's supposed to heal you. If your balls are sunburned, it's supposed to heal them.
Cradle your balls. With the sulfuric water. Try that. I have to write that down. I just got it. Whoa, that's freaky. I just need to get some sulfuric acid, cut it with some water, spray it on my balls.
I don't think it's acid. I don't think the waters have acid in it.
Well, where's this?
I think it's got sulfur in it, but not it's not acid.
What's the difference between sulfur and sulfuric acid?
I don't know. I don't think you could go bathe in sulfuric acid. I think it would eat your balls away, Bill.
All right, I won't try that then. Gotta get some sulfur, though.
Yeah, get some sulfur.
Sulfur balm.
Spread it on your balls.
Ball bomb. Michael, where did you take this show? This is.
I'm just sitting here being peaceful and quiet. I have nothing to do with what's going on right now.
If it's ball talk, he wants nothing to do with it.
I'm letting you guys go wherever you want to go.
I don't want to be talking about Weevils.
I think I'll pass on that for now.
So your trip was good? Mike?
Mine was good, yes. It was too short. It was only 3 days or 3 working days.
You're just going, you're just like driving around?
Yeah, we went like 5 hours south of here.
Okay.
Drove through some really snowy passes. But
yeah, that's one nice thing about living where you are. It's like there's lots of different places you could explore.
Yeah.
Illinois, there's not really a lot of places I can explore. Because once you get outside of Chicago, it's pretty much farms.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could go to Metropolis.
Yeah, you could go visit Superman.
And stand there looking up at the sky waiting for Superman to fly by.
Well, don't you have C2E2 coming up?
Yeah, that's less of a natural...
You could explore that.
I can't explore C2E2. Yeah, it's coming up a couple of weeks. I don't know, something like that. 25th, I think. C2E2.
We haven't talked in a long time. You went to DanCon, right?
I did. I went to DanCon. That was that's like a small hotel con. That was fun. I got a bunch of comics there. I don't remember if I got anything.
What did you buy?
Where did I find my... I don't know. A bunch of stuff. I got some stuff. So, actually, it was interesting the way they had it set up this year compared to past years. Usually, they have like two rooms, and they usually have one with the Artist Alley people and then one with the dealers. But this year, they had them mixed up, so it was like dealers interspersed with creators, which I didn't like as much as the other setup, but I understand. They probably did it just so... there's even a flow between the two, even distribution.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a couple books from some Chicago creators, which I don't have with me right now. And what did I buy? Is this my stack? I don't know where my comics went. Son of a bitch. No, this is like older.
Leave them at
That's
the
an
beach.
Older con stack. Where's my new con stack? Wait, maybe this is it.
You left them in the shower.
Oh, there, this is it.
When you were washing the sand off of yourself.
I don't know if I got anything interesting. I got DC Comics first issue special, Return of the New Gods.
Nice.
Issue 13.
That sounds good.
I thought you'd like that one. I got some weird, like, like underground type comics from like the, I don't know, 70s, I guess.
Nasty?
Yeah. Got an adults only number one. Then I got one, Two Squared.
Nice.
Who knows what it is? I got a couple radical books.
What is, decided, is it? How is the Two Squared spelled?
Two Squared. 2-2. Two,
2-2? Two. Two, two?
Yeah, 2-2. Two, two. Oh, good luck searching for it.
I want to see this. This is the adults only?
Adults only is just called adults only, number one.
Oh, really?
From Inkwell Press.
Gotta find these things. I'm curious.
You should be able to find adults only, number one. It's got a butt on the cover.
It took me to a video. What the hell?
I know. Both of these, it's like, these are, you can tell they're pre-internet because they're terms that you can never search for. Adults only.
Oh my God. I went to images and there's lots of nastiness. What the hell? There's no comics. Adults only comics. Maybe I need
adults only and Inkwell. Then you'll find it. And Two Squared. I mean, good luck searching for Two Squared.
Ooh, adults only looks awesome. What number did you get?
Number one.
The cover to number two looks awesome. I don't see the cover to number one. I gotta search this out. It has a butt on it?
Yeah, butt.
It's like a
butt with a thong butt.
It's not a very attractive butt.
No, it's not a very attractive butt.
The cheeks are having trouble in the panties.
What year did this come out?
Oh, God.
I'm guessing the 70s.
Wow.
It's a very muscular butt.
Adult only number one, $2 from MX.
$2.95 from Inkwell.
Yeah, Inkwell.
Mine's $2.
Say
yen. Yeah, $2. It says $2.
Oh, adult I'm looking at the wrong one. I'm looking at Yenzer and Gonif are the creators.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Huh. Wonder why I can't find it. This one looks nasty.
Yep, I know. It's shocking that I got it.
Oh, I see the $2. It's the same cover. I must be seeing a second print or something. It was so popular.
Yeah, they had to go to second printing.
Second print. It's not an attractive butt. It really is not.
No, that's not the most attractive butt I've seen. So those are cool. Then I got a couple of radical comics, just because I decided if I see any radical comics in the quarter bins, I'm just picking them up.
Why?
I like to read them all, and they were only around for such a brief amount of time. So I'll just get a flashlight and read them.
Because they're so dark.
Yeah, so dark.
I think one of the movies that just came out, or the one that's going to come out, Hercules, is based on the radical.
Oh, those are the radical Hercules. Yeah. I know that's why they existed, so maybe they'll bring out some more comics if the movie does well. Then I got something from Dark Horse called Dark Matter. Did you ever read that? Looks like a sci-fi.
Never heard of it.
I don't know when it came out. 2012. I don't know. I got that anyway. Beasts of Burden one shot.
Those are Dorkin, right? Or is it?
I don't know. Junk.
You got some junk?
Oh, no. Yeah. Got some junk, some more junk.
What's the name of the one shot?
I think it's just Sacrifice.
Okay. I'm going to have all of it.
Adults only comic magazine. Wow, it's in my database. That's awesome.
There you go.
It only had three issues.
It's legit.
1979.
Yeah, 79. I got the one issue of the Max I was missing.
I'm gonna put that in the show notes. Adults only.
And I got another copy of Olmec number one, just because I get it whenever I see it in the quarter bin.
the Kirby one?
Yeah.
Is it beat up?
No, it's pretty nice, actually.
Wow. That's good. Should be worth a fortune, though.
Should be worth hundreds at least.
Yes.
Such an awesome cover.
Did you get any local talent comics or?
Yeah, I did get some.
Anything, I don't know where they are, though. Anything you've read or worth mentioning, or you haven't looked at this batch?
No, I haven't really gone through them yet. I don't think. Unless there's, I don't know. As I go through my comics, I'll see if there's any that struck me or any that were from there. So that was fun. And then we went to last week? No, 2 weeks ago, we were in Florida for kids' spring break. And we went to Universal and Islands of Adventure.
Oh, do they still have that Spider-Man 3D thing?
Yeah, we went on. Yeah, they had Spider-Man 3D.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, that's good. And then at, so that was at, I think that was at Islands of Adventure.
Yeah, do they have the Hulk ride still? The Hulk roller coaster?
Yeah, they had the Hulk roller coaster.
That was fun too.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
that's
we went
my
on all
favorite like traditional coaster of all time.
The Hulk one?
Really? Yeah. Like as far as like cart based coasters go, I think it's the best.
Well, I think it's one of the best experiences and the smoothest one. Like it doesn't like kill your neck or do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it goes zero to sixty really fast and doesn't hurt.
Yeah, you get the full roller coaster experience, and you don't feel sore afterwards.
Yeah, it's a really smooth ride, and that intro is one of the best roller coaster intros I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's so good.
And I was reading beforehand, before we went, it said that the power required to generate that much speed that quickly was more than Orlando was willing to give them. So they have their own like turbines to generate the power for it.
That's awesome.
I think they said they had two turbines that are like two windmills that are just for the Hulk roller coaster.
That is incredible.
It's like that's awesome.
That was a joke. Do you see? It was a joke I made.
Oh, incredible!
Yes, because it's the Hulk.
Incredible Hulk. See, astounding Hulk. Yeah, so we went on that. We went on. Oh, I was gonna say there's a. At Islands of Adventure, they have the Transformers ride now, which is the same. It's basically the same setup or same model as the Spider-Man ride, where you're in this little cart and it kind of
goes
all
through
the building.
Adventure. Yeah.
Yeah. And those rides are cool just because they have these huge buildings, and you get in this like cart that holds like I don't know 8 people or whatever, and then you go down the track. But then it like takes you like in weird backwards and forwards and sideways and. You're going like all over the place in the building and you keep stopping in rooms and then they'd have the 3D thing.
Ah, that wasn't there when we went.
The Transformers one?
No, that one. Yeah. They have Harry Potter too, don't they?
Yeah, Harry Potter they have. And Transformers is a newer one.
Which one did you think was the best like experience there?
I mean, the two parks?
Yeah.
We liked Universal better.
What was the other one? The MGM? Or what is
Islands of Adventure.
Islands of Adventure. That was the Spider-Man stuff, right?
Right, right. We like Universal because they had more of the 3D type rides.
Right.
They had tons of those. And they have more.
What was your favorite ride?
I think my favorite ride was the Mummy roller coaster, which was at Universal. Because that's the one, it's like it's in the dark, inside in the dark.
Never experienced that one.
Yeah, it's a fun one. Because they have, like, it's inside, it's in the dark, there's flashing lights, and things pop up at you and jump out at you, and it's a roller coaster, so there's some, not an upside-down roller coaster, but it's got a bunch of hills and stuff through the dark and smoke and stuff. And there's fire. Yeah.
I just remember the most uncomfortable roller coaster was in North Carolina. Me and Keith went on this roller coaster. Where's that park? Carowinds? Is that what it is?
I think
it's
so.
Yeah.
It's on the
It's
border
Carolina.
of both North Carolina and South Carolina, but
Yep.
it isn't half in one Carolina and the other half in the other.
Part of it is,
Yeah,
yeah,
that's just weird. It's like, what state? How do you pay taxes? I have no idea.
it is weird.
But anyway, there was this roller coaster. It was like a, I guess, a mid-sized roller coaster. I don't remember what it was, but me and Knutson got on it, and we're really fat. And man, I almost thought we couldn't get in. Me and Keith couldn't bring the
The
bars
bar
down.
down.
And then this dude comes, big dude, and he pushes the
He
bars
shoves
down, and our bellies are just like hanging out of the side. It's like if you squished a marshmallow or something.
it.
It was awful.
Then you get thrown around.
We got thrown around with the belly, and your
Your belly's
belly is hitting
squished.
a bar. Yeah, that's my experience riding roller coasters with Knutson. And then the other one, me, Barb, and Knutson were on one, and it got stuck. We were stuck upside down for a while.
That would how to get stuck upside down.
Well, we were like laying on our backs, and the roller coaster said, "Oh no, it's broken." Then they sent everybody back on the line, and we're on the ride, and they can't get us out. But I guess that shit happens.
I don't know. I think I might have gotten stuck on a roller coaster before for a little while. Never upside down, though.
I remember Barb got stuck on one of those rides that drops you. You know, like the towers
Yeah.
that shoot you up and then
Tower
shoot
drop.
you down. Yeah. Right in the middle. Like they were where a ladder couldn't even get to them. Do you know what I mean?
Those are high up.
Yeah, it was really hot. It was halfway.
So you're just sitting there?
So they got it powered up. Yeah, it was about 40 minutes because they gave us like free tickets and all kinds of shit.
How high up was she?
I
Was
don't
it like one
know.
of the really high
It's one
ones?
of the really high ones, yeah.
Wow. That's probably a good view. I guess you're gonna get stuck sitting somewhere.
In the sun, yeah. You can get sunburned and
Not knowing if you're gonna live or die.
at least it isn't upside down.
Oh, this one wasn't upside down. This one was.
I know I'm saying, but like if you're in for 40 minutes, it's better to be
Yeah, the upside down would.
sitting in a chair.
When me and Keith were stuck with Barb on the one roller coaster, we were laying on our back, so it wasn't bad. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
It
so
was
you're
one
just
of those
like
standard
relaxing.
ones, yeah. So it's like you're laying down.
He fell asleep, didn't
I don't remember. So, beaches and all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah, we flew into Orlando and we actually drove to Fort Myers first, which is like 3 hours away to my mom's place. We were there for a few days and then back to Orlando. And we did the thing where we stayed at a Universal Resort for two nights. 'Cause if you stay at the, well, like the tickets were, we got 3 day tickets 'cause it was like 2 days and then a free day. So we stayed on the property, which means there's like a water taxi that takes you to the park every day that runs every 15 minutes. So that was cool. And you also get express passes. So we had our express passes, so we were able to get on all the rides without waiting. So
That's
that was cool.
those are awesome.
Yeah, that
We
was.
had it too. It was worth it.
Yeah, that was a game changer, really. It was funny, like we went on in the Harry Potter section. They have like a middle sized roller co they have a big roller coaster, and then they have like a smaller one, like a more kid one.
Yeah.
Not really a kid one, but just it doesn't go upside down. It's just like a mid level one. And we went on that one. I went on that one with the kids, and they liked it, so they wanted to go on again. So we went again. And for the express line, I think the first time we went up, there was like a couple people in front of us. And then the second time, there's like no one. And the second time we're going up through the express line, I'm like, the regular line was, I think, a 45 minute wait. So we're passing by all these people in line. It's like, I know these people just saw me walk by, like, not 5 minutes ago. And they're still standing there waiting in line. It's like, hey, how you going? I was like, we should go again just to see if we recognize people in the line.
See how bad they get.
Yeah, I got high five them as I walk by each time. Like, sorry, dude. But it wasn't too bad. The on-site hotels cost more, obviously. But it wasn't that much more. And we did it where if you stay for 2 days or for 2 nights, you get express passes for the day you check in, for the 2 days and the day you check out. So you get it for 3 days. So it was definitely worth the price.
Right.
It was fun. It definitely made it more fun, not having to wait in line. That's the thing that sucks about those places. Obviously.
How long were you gone total? A week and a half? Or was it longer?
It was like 8 or 9 days.
Dang, I need one of those. None of this 2-3 day shit.
You're the extended.
And then you came back to work and there's a shit storm, right?
Nah, it wasn't too bad, actually.
When I came back, there was a shit storm. And I was just gone 3 days.
Yeah, mine, I was, at first it was bad timing when I was leaving and I was going to have to try and finish as much as I could before I left. And then when I got back, finish up quickly. But they found some issues and our stuff got delayed, so.
Oh.
So when at the time I was gone, there wasn't really, people were kind of waiting for the new stuff.
Right.
It was our,
it's good timing.
Yeah. Because software we were getting from another place.
There was don't blame it on the software. Come on. That's what I hear all the time.
It was the software. That's how we're doing the software. So what else was going to be? But we found a bug in their stuff. So they had to fix it and give it back to us. And it took them a little while to fix it. So I didn't miss too much. Unlike you, apparently. Was it one of those things where you get back from vacation and then you have to work like 12-hour days to get caught up again?
Yeah, but I actually, they just assigned me too much. I got back and it's like, I have too many bosses and they just gave me 10 man hours worth of work in 1 week. And I'm like, come on, this is ridiculous. It's not even physically possible. So I said, distribute it. So I don't care what you get, take away from me. Just take away some.
Yeah, it always sucks when you go on vacation and then you come back and in 1 or 2 days, you've negated all the relaxation you had.
Yeah, I came back to
totally stressed out again.
Extremely stressful. And then once I calmed down after about a day, I just started working stuff off. But that's the ropes. That's the vacations we take. So I went to a con, one of those hotel cons, and I got a bunch of just stuff that I never preview ordered for a buck. Like, that's just brand spanking new. Mm-hmm. Like, they had a bunch of Image number ones, like Ego and a couple other things I never ordered, like Krumpus. And I just got a bunch of Image stuff and IDW stuff that I never ordered just to try.
I read Krampus.
Was it good?
Yeah, it is good. I liked it.
Well, I got it for a buck.
It's so, definitely worth a buck.
Yeah, I got a lot of that. And then I bought some old Avengers. I mean, not real old Avengers, but like the 60-cent type Avengers, where Wasp is the leader and Monica Rambeau is the Captain Marvel coming into the picture. Some good stuff.
So how big was the con?
Oh, it's really small. I might go back again today if the weather holds up. Like, we're supposed to get the most snow we got all year, and it's just barely coming down right now, but I don't know. It depends on.
Worse.
Yeah, because they had a lot of old stuff like Wonder Woman stuff that I want to get if they're not sold already. I'm on a Conan kick right now, like something fierce.
Old Conan.
Yeah, old Conan. Like I got the first four issues and I'm working on the first 10 and I should have the first 20 soon and they're just freaking awesome. And then I read New Conan, which I don't know if you guys ever read, but Brian Woods' Conan from Dark Horse. I actually read the whole damn thing while I was on vacation, and god dang, it's so good. It focuses on Bolette, the pirate queen,
Yeah.
and it's a love story between Conan. Like Conan's first love is this pirate queen, and oh god, it's just so good. I mean, it's so damn good to read the whole thing all at once,
Because the
because
first three issues are Becky Cloonan,
yeah, Becky Cloonan,
right?
they have like phenomenal artists. Like they changed like a lot of artists. Like
Yeah.
they went through a lot of artists, but it's a fascinating. You know, they're united through battle, and then they go through a lot. And I never realized. I don't know a lot about Conan, to tell you the truth. It made me realize how much I don't know. But I never realized that Conan was having a kid with Bolette, but she got sick and the baby died. And then that caused like a huge thing between them that she went back home to the sands of, I don't know where she was exactly, but she. It's so cool because they visit her land and then they visit his land in Samaria. And in Samaria, she's like, it's weird because she's like a badass. And in Samaria, she doesn't know what to do. Like, all the women are badass. It's like, she doesn't know what to do. And then the weather gets cold. Like, she's from like the desert and the sea. And she doesn't even know how to deal with the weather and the animals. And it's crazy. But it's a tragic ending. It doesn't end well. But I don't think Conan will ever find a woman like this, I'll tell you that.
Well, I read the first one, but I don't remember
It's brilliant.
what the story was. I think I liked it. I'll have to try and get that in trade sometime. So, how many issues did he do, like his run?
25.
That was a lot.
And they're pretty much like four story arcs, and a lot of time passes between each arc. Do you know what I mean? So like you're getting like snippets of their relationship in these chunks of story arc. They had one where this plague is, they like find this ship, and they go on this ship. And there's this only one guy on the ship, and you're like, what the fuck? And he's like strapped into the ship. He's got ankle chains and all that stuff. He's like what like a slave what would be. And he's like this white dude down there, and they're like, what the hell? And Bolette's like, let's take everything out of the ship and just leave it. And then he's no, we can make money off this ship. Let's drag it into port and sell the ship. Well, that ship has like that guy has like some killer like E. coli virus. It affects the whole ship, and that's how Bolette lost her baby. They all got the virus except for Conan, and he eventually went out there and found some witches or kind of like people that knew medicine, and they eventually healed the group. And when the one woman let Bolette know she was pregnant, and then that went haywire, and then Bolette kind of went into seclusion, like she's like couldn't deal with it because she didn't know she had a baby, and she freaked out, and she went back home to her father. And then Conan, here's where it got weird. She left the whole pirate crew and everybody, and then Conan wanted to go find her, so he found her. She went back to her homeland, and he had to invade her father's castle. So, with an army that was invading to get to her, it was bizarre. So he's like killing members of her father's army, but it is a weird relationship, man. And it's a tearjerker. There's a story. There's a 3-issue story arc where they do drugs. They do like a Yellow Lotus where they do this drug and they're sitting there all naked and stuff, and they dream about what the future could be, at least Conan does, you know, them growing old together. And I'm like, fuck. I mean, I like read the last page and I almost died. I was like crying. Brian Wood's good. He's really good. I'm a fan.
Cool. Yeah, I'll have to try and get hold of those. Maybe they'll do like a complete collection at some point.
It's good to read in all
I
one
mean, as of
sitting.
right now, they're as of right now they're only traded up, like with the other Conan stuff. Brian Wood starts at volume 13, I think. Like 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, maybe. But I'm not entirely certain. I could look it up, but I'm just going off memory as it is.
Yeah. I wonder if my library has them. I might have those.
Probably does. They seem to have everything else.
Seeming to get less. It's unfortunate.
Maybe the comic guy left.
Unfortunately, if you do a search for Conan, you just get like a shitload of
A
results.
thousand.
All the
Just for
novels,
like
right?
Brian
I mean,
Wood
he's got a
Conan.
lot of books too, doesn't he?
There's books
Books,
and
lots of books, there's
a bunch
lots
of
of movies,
trades.
lots of comics, lots of. There's lots of Conan, because it's public domain, so there's a lot of Conan material.
I think you'll love the art, Bill. They got Becky Cloonan, James Heron, Vasilis Lolos,
This is us.
and Delkin Shelvey. And they're all awesome.
Yeah, I remember
There's
the well,
even
Beck,
some
yeah,
more.
Becky Cloonan and Vasilis Lolos, I like so.
Paul Azaceta. There's some really good artists on this book.
They do have one.
And they portray, these are like his young adventures, you know? So it's, they portray him right artistically, I think, because he's not all bulked up. Do you know what I mean? If you just saw, if you see the new 300 movie, you'll love this book because Bolette reminds me of the warrior woman in the new 300. Is so good. And it's naval too. A lot of this book is naval battles because they're on a pirate ship.
Cool. Yeah, I'll check that out.
So what you guys been reading?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, I got busy this past couple of weeks. Semester's almost over. Lots of work to
Any
do.
news on your paperwork or not yet?
Not yet. Still waiting. I'm hoping to find out soon, though. I feel like, you know.
You said it
Yeah,
would
this
be
big orientation
wild,
meeting
right?
that was full of nothing, so it was a waste of a day. I watch movies though, so I'll be excited when we talk about that.
Well, you got some comics I know to talk about, Bill.
You'll have to.
Yeah, I got 6 months worth of comics that I don't know.
While you're thinking of what to talk about, I finally read Saga.
Oh yeah.
I know you guys talked about it a couple times.
Yeah.
I
Yeah, no,
didn't.
I saw you posted
I
you
read
read
the first one. I didn't like it. I was like,
you
"What
crazy.
fuck?" And then I started reading more and more, and I got sucked into this world.
I bet you
Is it,
did.
do you think it's because the first one you just were expecting something different than what it was?
The first one was kind of like, you know, the pregnancy happening, and you get a little bit of the other people. And I think I was just annoyed. It seemed weird because it looked like it was sci-fi slash fantasy, and
Right, that's what it is.
I didn't know what it was. And then
Both.
the dialogue was like two New Yorkers talking to another, and it seemed weird to me, and I couldn't grasp that I was looking at this fictional book, book, but it was like people that I talked to talking like that. So like there wasn't any dialect, or it was just, it was weird, and I didn't know how to take it.
You know where it was coming
that's
from.
What helps, that's what helps it.
Yeah, I didn't know how to take it. It was just, it was unusual.
Yeah, but I can see if you were expecting just a fantasy book, you were jolted by that.
It puts all its chips on the table in the first issue, and I appreciate that. Like,
yeah, I loved it. I loved
the first issue.
Well, let me tell you this.
It's weird as hell.
If I did Bill's first issue challenge, I would not have got the second issue.
But the trades are popular, though, so you would have always been able to go back and get it.
No, but I wouldn't even probably try it. I mean, I have all the freaking issues. So it's like, it's about time to read this thing. So I like read. I mean, granted, the art is phenomenal. The character designs are phenomenal. I just didn't like the first issue. It wasn't bad. It's just that it didn't work for me.
I still don't see how that could be.
But
yeah, I guess. I thought it did such a good job, though, of setting up the characters and setting up the world. And I mean, you pretty much learned everything you need to in that first issue about where they had been and where they're going and the history of the planet and stuff.
I don't know how far you guys are, but I believe I've gotten through the first trade. Like, I think I've read the first six issues.
Okay.
I would think the first trade is the first six issues, right?
Or I think five. So. I think it ended with the ghost thing.
Oh, okay. So that's even earlier. Because in the first six, I'm at the place where they get into the forest of the wooden spaceships, the forest spaceships. Yeah. It's pretty badass. I mean, they have a ship built out of wood. That's crazy. But I like the bounty hunter stuff. It's weird because there's like three bounty hunter stories going on at the same time. A prince is going after him. A spider, you know, type woman bounty hunter that has a relationship, like you don't know what the relationship is, with another bounty hunter, and they're like releasing them out because their relationship is forbidden because they're at war, right? And they actually had a baby, and they're after the baby. So,
and is the sex planet in the first?
Well, they have that sex planet where they have the women have these big ass heads, and then they're just attached to legs. They're wearing like garter belts.
Yeah, you gotta love some of the character design.
Yeah.
So you're on board now?
I'm on board.
I was gonna say, even if you didn't like the first issue, if you own the first, like, if you own all the issues, you can just sell them because they're worth a lot.
Yeah, they go like for $50-$60. So.
Yeah.
But now I'm not selling them, so.
But that would have been a good case of buying stuff and.
Yeah, a lot of those
images. You don't like it.
I think 20% of the images I buy are actually worth money. You know, like you could turn around and double your money or get more.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get film options and all this weird shit, and then the price goes up again. I don't know why all the speculators want to buy the books. Just like Groot's book is like through the roof right now, and who would have thought a tree-like creature and Tales to Astonish is worth a lot of money.
Yep, you just gotta get optioned.
But it's a really good book. I mean, it's solid, man. I mean, once you get sucked into it. I'm glad I'm not reading it monthly, I'll tell you that. I mean, even though I'm buying the monthlies. I'm glad because
glad you can read them in chunks.
I love reading issues like trades, but not buying a trade. Makes sense?
No, but I understand it.
No, it's like a lot.
You like owning the single issues.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a comic to you.
That's a comic.
I understand. Well, I read a bunch of stuff.
Shoot.
Here, I'll start with this. I'll start with the stuff that the ongoing stuff that I like. I read the first couple issues of the new arc of Five Weapons.
Nice.
So I think it's book, what is it, six and seven. And that continues to be good. So this is the new storyline in the second arc where after the revelations of the end of the first arc, now they're back at the school within so the next year at the school and things have changed. So, and it continues to be awesome. I like the second arc just as much as the first. So it's different because now people know who the main character is. They don't think he's that other guy anymore.
Right.
But there's still a bunch of mysteries going on at the school. So that he's investigating. Five Weapons. Another fun comic. Rat Queens.
Oh, I'm all caught up on that.
Okay, yeah, so I'm all caught up on that one, too.
Are you buying that monthly?
Yeah, monthly.
Nice. So both of these are monthly.
Both monthly.
Yes, I'm proud of you. I want to christen you as a knight.
Yes, I... Well, yeah, I'm not opposed to buying monthly, but I just save it for stuff that...
That you think needs
the
help,
yeah. I want to support monthly. And then Rat Queens, I'll get. I'm guessing at some point they'll bring out a nice hardcover collection of the issues. So
it is really a hard book to describe, but I will say all four characters I absolutely love, and they have very distinctive personalities, very distinctive powers, abilities.
Yeah.
And the plot line coming out the gate with somebody trying to kill them all is pretty fascinating.
Yeah, so this is the one with the Rat Queens are four. I guess they're like they're not assassins, are they? They're like fighters, I guess.
I think they're mercenaries or something.
Yeah, something like that. And they're.
But they're like. They're like town. The town thinks of them as hoodlums. Like,
yeah, because they destroy everything when they get in fights.
Yeah, and they drink like obsessively and do drugs.
Yep. And then yeah, each of them have different powers. So one of them is like a magician, and one's like a fighter.
One is a thief, or like she has
she's
the ability
a thief.
to see things that other people don't see. And one is a healer.
Yeah, the last one's a healer.
Which is a good thing to have in this particular book.
On your team, yeah. Yeah, she said he used her abilities many times.
Yes.
They all have. Yeah, so it's like a... What's it called? Like a fantasy kind of book, but with a twist where they're irreverent women who drink a lot and like to fight and kill. And the art is awesome. I love the art by Ruck Upchurch.
Very dynamic, too. Like, it almost feels like you're in the scene.
Yeah, he's killing it with the art.
It's so fluent. Like, because there's a lot of action. I love when they're, like, fighting the ogres, you know, those big old things. And they all using their powers or something. And they're all, the movement and stuff is just really, it's almost like watching an animation, it's so good.
Yeah, and I love it, like, whenever there's, like, a fight scene, so he'll do, like, typical kind of layouts in terms of, like, the panels, but then there's a fight scene, they're all, like, angled and, like, different shapes and different stuff going on and breaking the borders and things like that, so it's, like, yeah, very dynamic and...
It's a damn shame it's not
action.
A popular book, because I... Like Five Weapons, they're so good. I mean, I wish they'd sell better than they actually do.
Mm-hmm. I think that Rat Queens is popular, but it's like a cult.
It's a very low. It's like 10,000 copies, and Sometimes they get second prints because they sell out of the 10,000.
That's not too bad, 10,000. That's for
Yeah. But I think they keep going down, which is a shame. I'll look it up while you're talking. I'm
Look up the
curious.
sales. Another one. This isn't an image one. This is from Oni Press. I don't think I talked about this because I think I read it and then haven't been on since. But you can tell me if I'm wrong. The Bunker by Joshua Hale Fialkov and art by Joe Infernari. Infernari. So this is by Oni. Two issues have come out, and I'm getting this one in singles too because I like it so much. This is kind of a so the premise of this one is there's these kids, well not kids, there's these kids who just grad, I'll call them kids, kids who just graduated from college, and they decide that they want to create a time capsule so they remember everything that they've done and this point in their lives. So they go out to bury the time capsule and find that there's already a time capsule there, and the time capsule has their names on it. So they're like, what's going on? So they open it up, and it turns out to be not a time capsule, but a bunker. And they go inside the bunker and find letters from themselves to themselves. So letters from their future selves to themselves, warning them of things that happen in the future that cause the destruction of the world and their involvement in it, and instructions on how to stop that, the destruction from happening. So it's kind of like a, and it's all a big mystery because you don't know. There's hints that some of them are lying and some of them are doing this for nefarious purposes. And you really don't know exactly what happened in the future. And they don't know. Some of them don't think it's real, and some of them think it's real. In the second issue, it goes further. I'm not going to spoil it and say what exactly happens, but more happens where it's even less clear of what these kids' involvement in the destruction in the future was. But it's really, really well done, and the art is phenomenal. It's like a more scratchy style. I think that I'm not sure who does the coloring. Yeah, the artist does all the coloring. Oh, and the lettering. But he really, the artist really fits this story, and he knocks it out of the park, especially with the coloring is like a, it's a strange kind of coloring, but it works really well. So I'm really digging it. I think it's awesome.
I got it. I just haven't read it yet.
It's a cool kind of like.
Sounds good. Plus, yeah. I like the writer. Do you know what I mean? I'm confident that writer in that writer.
In the writer,
so,
yeah. I've liked. I think everything that I've read of his, or at least most of the stuff. Yeah, it's very. It's kind of like Lost, where it's like this mystery unfolding. So with this group of people, so it's really well done. I like it. I love it.
You know what the good thing is about Rat Queens? I just looked at the sales numbers. They're flat. They don't go down. They're like
they're
at 11. Yeah, 11,000 copies, like straight. That means that everybody that reads it
is still reading it.
Reading it, yeah. Good. That is good. You don't usually see that. That's crazy. You should look at it, Micah. It's good. Maybe they have the first issue for free on Comixology. Sometimes they do. The number ones.
I read one. I think you talked about this already, Mike. The Auteur.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
From Oni. Yeah, that's messed up. It's good.
Yeah, it's weird that we have like three books that are in the same kind of storyline. In other words, this one's about a crazy-ass producer. Mm-hmm. We have One Hit Wonder, who's about a commercial boy that goes nuts, and then we have the Revenge, which is
Revenger.
Yeah, about the Revenger.
Yeah, who's about?
I'm reading them all.
Yeah, they're all about like old movie, old fake movies.
Yeah,
yeah, because Auteur, isn't this one the one where
he makes the Warlord of Mars is like almost like what they're poking at. Like if this guy was the producer, very successful, like had a successful career. And then he's like hired by a big company like Disney. Okay, you're gonna go do John Carter.
Yeah,
and but he did it. Does John Carter, and he does it as a trilogy.
Yeah, it's a trilogy. They filmed the trilogy.
And it flops. The first one comes out, and it flops so big. And then it just gets weird. There's drugs, and the art is crazy.
Yeah, then he's trying to figure out how to revive his career, and he goes off the off the hook. Yeah, and then they're like dream sequences, aren't they? But it's because he's doing drugs, right? Oh yeah, he's that drug. That dude who's giving him drugs, like
he goes to or whatever. Goes to another guy to get drugs, because he's asking that one guy to help him get his career back. It's pretty interesting. I like it. That's one book. One I've been. I missed. I didn't pre-order that, and I just picked it off the shelf. And Seeking Out number 2 is going to be a bitch. I mean, I could always order it digitally and read the next one, but I'd sure like to get the paper copy.
Did you just tell your shop you want it?
I did, but he's not good at, like, reordering. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. What about DCBS? They should be able to get it for you, can't they?
Yeah, they have some trouble with some of the Oni stuff and
some. Yeah, trying to reorder it.
Yeah, to reorder them.
Yeah.
Usually they're successful, but you get it like 6 months later. You get it later. I mean, there's a big delay.
Yeah, I did. After I read the Bunker number 1, I decided I wanted to read it in single issues, so. They were able to get me the second one. So that was good. I guess I just got it in quick enough.
I read Stray Bullets, number 41, which was the one that the last issue before...
Many.
Before the renumbering of number 1. And I bought that big hardcover and I read the first 3 issues. It is fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, I love Stray Bullets. I have the trades like from the first run.
It's almost worse than Crossed in some aspects.
Well, it's because it's more real life than
that's why it's harder. it's harder to see some of it. Like,
it's just a crime book.
Brutal shit, man.
Told in the real world, so
yeah. Nightcrawler number 1 was pretty good. I didn't pre-order that one, but I got it because of the Todd Knock art, and it was really good. I liked it. And Claremont wasn't as wordy like as he usually is. If I would open that book up and read it, it didn't feel like a Claremont book to me.
Interesting. Changed his style.
Yeah.
Or modern.
Well, it might have felt like it, but it's just more concise. Like, there's not a lot of word bubbles. He's letting the art, other stuff that I've read by him, he's got a lot of words.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the style in the 80s.
Yeah. Revenge number 2 wasn't disappointing, I'll tell you that. It was good.
Yeah, I kind of wish I was getting that in single issues.
It is good. Mercenary C from Image is still really good. I like it. It's like a prior to World War II book. And it's like a submarine crew. And the art is very like animated type looking. Like a Johnny Quest. I don't know if I'd compare it. Kind of like a Johnny Quest type look. And it is fascinating because it's take it's like rooted in history, but it's fiction. So yeah, I enjoy that one. Shotgun Wedding is a weekly from Image. I read number one and I liked it a lot. And I've already gotten number two.
Yeah, that's weird. I wonder why they're doing that one as a weekly.
Yeah, that one's black and white.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's black and white. The art is really good. I was impressed. I liked it a lot.
That's good. Yeah, I guess if you're bringing out a weekly, you bet the first issue better be pretty strong if you expect people to buy it the next week.
Ooh, Cross Badlands. You need to get on that book, damn it. We need to talk Crossed.
I am on it. I'm just behind. I actually
You're so behind, though. And number 50, number 50 is like Garth going back and telling us how the outbreak started.
Yeah. That's not. I won't be out in trade for.
Yeah.
I did find my missing Crossed volume, and I started reading that. So.
Under your kid's bed.
Yeah.
That'd be my worst nightmare. I would be like, oh my god, my kid's reading Crossed. How do you explain that? I mean, you can't explain that.
You can't explain that.
Son, that's for adults to read. I was like, that's Daddy, not even for adults
I
to
can't
read.
Even say, yeah, it's like, Dad, you read this? Well, Daddy would like to pee, I don't know.
Why is the penis in a frying pan? That's just horrible.
Especially in the... So I read the first... Not the first. In the one I just read, it was... The first story was the first Garth Ennis Badlands run or whatever, or arc.
Yeah. He's actually the most tame, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that was a very tame one, because that was the one about the military guys.
Yeah.
In England.
I mean, it still has ultra-violence, but it
the story was mostly about the people, and they really didn't have a lot of interaction with the Crossed.
Yeah.
It was mostly just about them and their it was them and the priest with the kids.
Yeah.
But I did notice in that so the most graphic stuff in that one was in the backgrounds, or when they showed the Crossed.
Yeah.
Because I specifically noticed... I gotta make sure my kids can't hear this part. Let me close my door. Okay, there we go.
Talk really quiet.
So there was a... I noticed... So there was women in the story wearing three different kinds of hats.
Yeah.
One was a penis hat. That was made of penises. One was a... Oh, what was the second one?
Wasn't it a necklace of balls?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, there was a headband of... Oh, no. The penis lady had, like... On her stick was balls.
Oh, yeah.
Scrotums right. On a stick. And she had like lots of, there's like, I don't know, like 20, 30 dicks.
All kinds of different sizes and lots of hairy
all shapes balls, and sizes.
Balls and.
Then there was a lady who had eyeballs, like a headband made of eyeballs. And then there was a lady who had. Breasts and vaginas for a,
yeah,
for a, on her head,
and that is in the background. Because that story has a lot of meaning. I mean, in it,
it was interesting.
Spill out of it, but you have a priest with a bunch of kids trying to protect the kids,
right? Because at his church,
he's like painting crossed on the faces. And the, like the Crossed aren't gonna know.
Well, it's because he heard it from someone else that would work,
and it kind of did. In one,
yeah, I think it was a reference to that other story.
It was real blood that they used.
Yeah.
And in other words, when it did work, they used real crossed blood, like a dead crossed.
Doesn't that affect you, or does it have to get in your?
I think it has to
mouth
get,
or eyes.
It's like it has to. Get into an orifice.
Yeah. Yeah, and the priest, he was with the kids because they were hiding out at his church, but the rest of the parishioners wanted to kick the kids out because they were making too much noise.
Yeah, they'd attract the cross.
And he didn't want to kick him out, so he left with him.
So you have this like Scottish, English,
Irish.
Irish mercenaries, or their military essentially, that formed a team, and they're pretty badass. And there's like a thing going on between the leader guy there and the priest. Like, there's a lot of religious undertones on that, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it wasn't even undertones. They have a lot of discussions about,
Yeah.
because the main guy is saying that he's comparing the cross to religious people and how the cross are just acting on faith, where people of religion sometimes act without thinking, just on the beliefs of their religion, and that's when they get into a lot of trouble with wars and conquests and things. And then the other guy was saying, well, isn't the army the same thing, where you're doing these things just because you have to do it, and because it's your mission or whatever? It was interesting.
Yeah.
It was an interesting discussion on religion and the military.
And then the outcome of that storyline is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was odd ending.
Yeah.
And then the priest and the kids, they didn't end their story, right? So they could show up again, which I'm sure they will,
Yeah.
if they haven't already. Yeah, so I read that. So I'll read that. And I think in that trade, there's the Ennis story, then there's a Laugham one, and I don't remember who the third one is by.
Laugham revisits that lady.
Oh, the one with that dude? Yeah, I don't remember what the third one is. One of the main guys. I should remember, there's only like four or five writers.
Laugham, Gage,
It's not Gage.
Spurrier,
Oh, it's Spurrier.
Hine,
Yeah, those are
and
four.
Ennis. I might have missed one.
I think that's it.
Pretty good. Really good writers doing this crazy ass storyline.
It is crazy, but the stories are actually really well done.
Yeah, if you look past all of the violence and sexual stuff, there's a lot of depth there. There really is.
I agree. I did read a couple of Marvel books.
Oh yeah. Did you read All New Ghost Rider?
I did read All New Ghost Rider.
Was it the art phenomenal? Well, I don't know if you like the art. I thought the art was like really
I
good.
did. I like the
Oh
art.
my God, I saw the previews and I wasn't sure what to expect, but it worked, man. It was really good.
Yeah, I actually like the art. This is the guy, he did a Luther Strode, right?
He might
The
have. I
Treadmoor.
did. I didn't read Luther Strode. That was. God, what is that guy's name? He did Shadow Man, Justin
Yeah,
Jordan.
Justin Jordan. Yeah, so his art is similar to that, but I think it's even better in this. Which, I mean, that Luther Strode was like his first thing he did, I think. So this is his progression of his art. But yeah, it was awesome in this. It's funny because it's actually pretty fairly similar to the writer's art, Felipe Smith.
He draws too.
Yeah, he started out. He did a book for, let me, I can't remember who published it. I'm grabbing it off the shelf. What the hell's the pub? Oh, Vertical, called Pipachu, which was he's like a manga kind of guy, but it's, and I would say Treadmoor's art is
Did you say Pikachu?
Peepochu.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Pokemon.
Yeah, Felipe Smith actually, he moved to Japan to do manga. He's an American guy who moved to Japan to do manga for a few years. And I think he's back. I think he's back. I don't know if he's back in America or if he's still in Japan. He might be back in. They might have kicked him out by now. So I think he's probably back in America now. And he wrote that Freelancers. And now he's doing this. But yeah, it was a interesting story. So it's the new Ghost Rider. Who's I don't remember the character's name.
His name is Jaime, because it's like the BP Blue Beetle. That's why I reminded. Anytime you have an Hispanic character in comics, you call him.
That's Robbie, isn't it? Robbie.
I could have sworn they called him Jaime.
Robbie Reyes.
Oh, the last name's the same.
Oh, Reyes.
Reyes. That's right.
It's his brother, maybe.
Maybe, because he's got a handicapped brother
mm-hmm.
who has like a chair that he has to stay in. And I understand that the other Ghost Rider is still happening, though, too. Like, he's in Thunderbolts. This is like a different Ghost Rider.
And this is a Ghost Rider in a car.
Yeah.
In a hot rod. It's
like
good.
It's like if it has a lot of like street racing and stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it starts out so this kid is street racing and then it goes bad.
Yeah.
And it's in a
dangerous area too, because you know there's a bunch of assholes because his brother is like handicapped, and then they go to like steal his freaking comics and
beat him up
and he can't even do anything about it. I think what really stood out, I think the plot is fairly simplistic. Like, you can describe it, you know.
Yeah, in terms of
it sounds like it's an older brother taking care of his younger brother. He has a job as a mechanic, and it looks like his boss tries to shortchange him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's real loyal to his brother and kind of wants to get him out of there if he ever gets enough money. And he, on the side, he drag races like Fast and the Furious. And in this case, it didn't turn out too well in this particular incident. But the art is I think if you like the art, if you don't like the art style, you're going to hate the book. If you love the art style, you'll be sucked in, I think. It's good art.
It is an interesting design for the character. Almost looks like he has like a mask on.
Yeah. It doesn't look like a natural skull.
Right. I liked it though. I thought it was great. Recommended. And then the other one I liked is Moon Knight number one.
Yeah, that was another good one.
By Warren Ellis. With art by Declan
Shelby.
Shelby.
Who did Conan. I just mentioned him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I would like the art then. So this is it's a continuation of the last Moon Knight story, right? But it kind of goes in a different direction.
Yeah, it pays respect to what's happened in the past, but it's changing things up quite a bit. But he's an easy character to change because he's got that disorder.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of how you interpret the disorder.
Yeah,
that's
how you interpret it. Yeah. It's easy to write your way out of anything, I think.
Mm-hmm. And this one, it's pretty much like a detective type story where Moon Knight's like the detective.
Yeah, he's like there's like
helping the police.
There's like a Commissioner Gordon, and he likes the Batman to Commissioner Gordon. He goes and talks to the police, and the police are like, "No, that's not Moon Knight. Call him Mr. Knight."
Don't call him. Yeah, because they have to arrest
him.
He's
not a vigilante, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. And I thought an interesting thing they did with the coloring is they colored everything except for Moon Knight. So whenever he's there, and it's not that they colored him white, it's just that they didn't color him at all. So it's just like black and white. And he stands out because of that. I thought it was interesting. The uncolored Moon Knight.
Yeah.
I liked it. And oh, I mean, I'm a Warren Ellis fan, but sometimes we've talked about it in the past. Sometimes his superhero stuff is not as good as his independent stuff. But I think he nailed this one.
Yeah, that's good.
Recommended, especially if you like Warren Ellis or Moon Knight
or Batman.
Or Batman, yes. Or Moon Knight pretending to be Batman. Man, I got a lot of comics. Sheesh. Oh, here, I have to disagree with you on this one, Mike. I read Undertow number one.
Yeah.
Talk about a fantastic piece of garbage.
Oh, I didn't like it.
I didn't either.
No, but I did like the art style. I just didn't like the story. I, like, couldn't follow it.
Yeah, it's very confusing. I thought the art looked good, but it was hard to tell what was going on.
But in this case, it almost felt like it was the writer's fault. I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, That was the main thing. It's hard to tell what was going on.
We agree on it. I thought you said we were going to disagree.
I was just joking.
Because,
he was making a bad joke.
I was making a hilarious joke.
I thought you were going to say you absolutely loved it.
I know. That was my intention.
That was one I didn't pre-order, and I'm kind of glad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you only got number one.
Got number one, and I just stopped. I hope it's not like a saga.
It might be. I don't know. I couldn't totally tell. Something about Red Rum.
Red Rum.
Really?
No, it's red gum or something. I mean, Redum.
Like,
Redum.
Someone put murder backwards somewhere. Like, they really, like...
It's mutter. Mutter instead of murder.
Oh, backwards. Exciting.
Redum Ashargal. It's the superhero of the Atlantis or something like that. And then there's a bunch of politics. Wasn't my thing. Some people probably like it.
What else?
I'm looking. I'm looking for something I liked.
Winter Soldier, did you check that out? The Bitter March?
No, I think I might not have gotten that.
That's good. It takes place in the 60s. It's phenomenal. That's a great Marvel book.
Who wrote that one?
That one is Remender and another artist that I don't know. Let me find out.
Yeah, I don't think I got that one.
Roland, oh, I have heard this. I think this guy's drawn She-Hulk and a couple other things. His name is Roland Boshi. Yeah, he's good on this book. It's like an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comic book in the 60s, and Winter Soldier is fighting them. It's awesome. He's still working for the Russians.
Okay.
Well, you're still reading Valiant? Those are good books.
Yeah, I'm behind on those. I read them in trade, but I'm kind of behind on them.
Really good.
I did read Eternal Warrior. I didn't really like it, care for it that much.
Oh, man. You must not have been awake.
I thought I like Bloodshot. My favorites are still Bloodshot and Harbinger.
Mm-hmm.
Those are awesome.
Unity's really good.
I haven't read Unity yet.
Matt Kent.
Yeah, I would expect it to be good. Richard Armstrong, I'm behind on. And I'm not reading Quantum and Woody, which I know you are going to hang up on me because of that.
This has been Geek Brunch Podcast. You can reach us at...
I only read the first issue, though.
God, that's the only book I think there's only like two comics I've ever laughed out loud to, and Quantum and Woody's one, and I think the other one is Dinosaurs for Hire from Malibu.
What about Todd, the Ugliest Kid?
Oh, Todd's the other one. You're right. Todd does make me laugh. But it's kind of like a sicker twist to it. It's so dark comedy. Yeah. It doesn't like... It's a different kind of laugh. It's like, ooh, you just did that?
Yeah, I can see that. I did read The Fuse, number one. That's an Image comic by Anthony Johnson and Justin Greenwood, which is a... I can't remember what the original concept was, but I liked the original concept, but I don't remember what it was, and they haven't really gotten to that point in the story yet.
Uh-huh.
But this was... It appears to be... It takes place on a space station type thing. I think it's hovering Earth. Yeah. Hovering Earth. And there's a murder on the ship, and this new detective is assigned to the Fuse, they call it. And they're so it's kind of like a detective murder mystery story in space. But it was good. I liked it. I enjoyed it. That was good. And I also read another one from Image, number one, Starlight, number one, which is a Mark Miller. Mark Miller wrote it, and art by Goran Parlov. And this was really good. It's an interesting story because it's about this guy who... Oh, shit, I can't remember what his job was now. I don't remember what he...
He's an elevator specialist. Fixed elevators.
That'd be awesome. Do you read this?
No, I would have tried it, but my shop didn't have number two, so I just said bag it. I'm already getting more than I can possibly read.
Yeah, no.
It's really bad to pick up one at the shop that I didn't pre-order. Barb's shaking her head. Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to flip through it to find out what this guy does, but I can't find it right now. So, but it's about this guy who he claims that he went through a wormhole to this other world and was this like hero in this other world, and then came back to Earth. And of course, no one believes him. He's grown up now, and his kids have moved away from home, and I think his wife has died. And he still has, so like the high point of his life, and he keeps reminiscing about this time that he spent in this other world that he claims is true, but no, like I said, no one believes him. And then at the end, there's a twist that indicates maybe, obviously, what he experienced actually did happen, which you would expect. Story was really good, and the art was phenomenal. The art is actually kind of reminds me of like a European comic in both the art itself and the coloring. So kind of like cleaner lines, pretty bold colors. It was really good. I recommend it. It's actually probably my favorite Mark Miller book that I've read in a long time. Certainly the best one out of his whatever he's calling this run of Image books, Miller World or whatever, Millerverse, whatever he's calling it. Well, I guess I did like Jupiter's Legacy too, but I think I like this one more. So this is really good. And I think the artwork had
the
a lot
star,
to do with
the star
that.
One?
Yeah, Starlight.
Starlight. I haven't read that one yet. Sounds great.
Yeah, it's really good. It's an interesting setup, and I'm excited to see where
plus,
it's going.
Plus, I like Flash Gordon, so it looks like loosely based on that kind of concept.
Yeah. So I think that's about all I have.
All right,
to
let's
talk about.
Let's jump into movies because Micah is.
Micah needs to talk.
Needs to talk.
Do
or
I?
Maybe doesn't need to talk.
I mute myself so there's no more background sounds.
So you have movies to discuss.
I do. Am I gone? Is the world here?
You're back now.
Okay, I'm back now.
Did you lose him too, Bill?
I don't know.
See, I lost you guys. I thought,
I thought he muted
quiet.
Himself again.
I thought it was just me.
No, weird. Anyway.
All right, so we're starting movies now.
Yeah. Have either of you seen Captain America?
I have.
I have too.
Oh, good. We can talk about it. I was worried it was going to be like, yeah, Captain America, that was good. And then,
I'm not able to talk about. I specifically saw it because I knew you guys would be talking about it, so said I better see that. And
yeah.
It's
pretty good. It's pretty good.
And I liked it. It was enjoyable.
I liked it a lot.
Had a good time.
There you go. Three thumbs up.
I actually saw it in like a retro theater from like 1911. It was crazy.
What?
Like, there's this theater in Pagosa Springs that's been around since 1911, and it's, like, old school. Like, before the movie started, they showed, like, old Superman cartoons, and it's, like, narrow, and it's one of those shitty, like, inclines. So if you got somebody with a big-ass head, it's like a big-ass head, you can't see shit. It was awesome experience, man.
Well, I saw it at a drive-in.
So narrow.
I saw it in a big ass theater. So we have all three. We can talk about this movie from three different viewing experiences.
Yeah. We can talk about how during like the first joke of the movie, the jackass at the thing starts coming on talking about coming up and buying some snacks or whatever. So the problem with the drive-in is that, like, you know, they're broadcasting the sound over the radio, right? And then after the movie starts, the announcer's like, don't talk. The movie's on. Don't talk. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Talk during the movie?
Yeah, he talked. He just, like, right in the middle of, like...
What is he saying? Like, buy some popcorn at the snack bar?
Yeah, come up and get some hot, tasty foods or whatever.
Jackass.
Like, yeah, it's right. So it's the scene where Cap is, like, lapping Anthony Mackie, like, 17 times.
Yeah, he's left, left,
yeah. Left, on your left.
Yeah. And then they stop, and then I think Anthony Mackie tells him to listen to Trouble Man, the Marvin Gaye album.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
But we couldn't hear it. We couldn't hear that part because the jackass was talking through it. So,
wow. You know which scene I like the most is Nick Fury scene where they're like, he's like parked next to them, the cop car pulls next to him. And then they just start blasting the shit out of Nick Fury. That is freaking awesome, man. That's like an awesome chase scene and everything.
He'll get lightsabers.
And he's talking to my computer. Is there anything on this motherfucking car that will work? Well, you got our air conditioning. Air conditioning's enabled.
It's fucking bootleg Jarvis over there. But when do they get lightsabers?
All agents have lightsabers.
Because that was like
60s.
In the 60s, that's when they got them. Because just like he's in the car, and that hole was like, wow, that's a killer blowtorch he has.
It was just awesome that he happened to stop like right on the.
Yeah, right. Like it's very convenient. Sure. God, you would think that Winter Soldier would know better than to stop him right where. there's an underground hole that he can hide away to.
I like how they brought those like devices to like hammer the door open and stuff.
Yeah.
Like big old contraptions that these agents Hydra brings and smash, smash.
They came prepared. I mean, the only problem I have with the movie, and it's whatever, it's like a, whatever, it's just the conspiracy thing always bothers me. Like the massive global conspiracy that no one knows about is the thing that always just like, eye roll. Especially when dudes are out there blatantly saying shit like Hell Hydra out loud in public. Like someone saw that shit. Like someone had a camera phone nearby. Like someone was like, why the hell is these dudes always saying Hail Hydra when they talk to each other? Like that
What's
would be
Gary
weird.
Shandler saying Hail Hydra or the
Yeah.
Sanders Show or
Yeah. So I feel like at some point in time, someone would be like, why is Homeboy saying Hail Hydra?
And I always like it how, like, in all these conspiracy theories, it's like no one at any point in time has like decided they don't want to be part of it and then spilled the
No.
beans.
No one has defected and spilled the beans. Like, no one has ever, like.
Accidentally told their spouse or anything.
Yeah, no one got screwed up and told the wrong person who thought that. No one said, like, Hail Hydra to the wrong person. And they were like,
Or
Hail what?
CC'd the wrong person on the email.
Yeah, like, this. It just never goofed. Like, no one ever goofs up, ever. So. But, you know, it's a conceit you have to take. Also, apparently, there's something being done in the oven.
That's the same problem I have with people who say like all the medical industry is like corrupt or it's a conspiracy. It's like really every single medical professional is in on this conspiracy and no one.
Like there might be some corruption, but it's not a conspiracy, right? Like
Yeah,
there's not a global conspiracy.
well, they say there's like drugs to cure all these diseases. It's like, yeah, no doctors are gonna like care about their patients and gonna expose this fact. They're just gonna.
It's like there may like it's like there are problems on a global scale, right? Like with big industries, but like it's not a conspiracy. They don't have the doctors hired out.
Yeah, every
Like they're not.
doctor is.
There's not a doctor meeting where they're coming through and saying Hail Hydra in the middle of the doctor's meetings. Like, we found the cure for cancer and now we're going to burn it. Hail Hydra. No.
You know what was interesting about this movie? I don't know if it felt like it to you, but it felt like a Shield movie more than it did a Cap.
It felt really violent to me.
Yeah, it did, but.
Like it's weird. Like the first one was in World War II, right? And they had a lot of shooting stuff, and it was weird. Captain America was out here killing dudes. Like he was out here, the face. Like he hit that dude in the shield with a dude in the face with the shield. In the very first, like the action scene on the boat.
Yeah.
There's no way that dude's face is still on anymore. So that's the coolest thing on the planet when he threw the shield. Like he was like playing pinball with people's faces on with the shield toss.
They had
It's great.
Batroc with his kick.
Yeah. I had to explain to my friends. They were like, "What? Like Batroc the Leaper?"
If they actually saw him in the pink outfit, that would be
Yeah.
interesting.
They were like, "Who?" I'm like, "He's like a Spider-Man. Like I saw him last as a Spider-Man villain at one point in time. He was like wearing purple and jumping and he was French." They're like, "What?"
I was shocked to see him, but
I was stunned.
I like the fight scene though because they had like one scene where he was like going airborne and he was
Yeah.
just kicking his feet like rapid.
Yeah. I thought it was a good touch. I thought for fan service points, that was a
Yeah,
really
his
move on
feet
their
were going nuts, man.
I liked it
Another
because
minor
that
villain.
was George St. Pierre who was the actor. He's
Yeah,
a
it's the
fighter.
dude.
He did a good job fighting because he was like,
Well, they got smart. They got an actual fighter to
yeah,
Well,
Batroc,
they got an actual fighter who knows how to
do martial
perform.
arts, yeah.
Totally with
Because
the
like he's a
feet.
good fighter. If they can't perform though, it looks really awkward with like because, you know, Chris Evans isn't a fighter, so it's hard to make him look right sometimes.
Yeah.
Like you see these
Puts
B
into it.
movies, like good like they have like generic MMA guy X and then an actor and it looks miserable because the actor whatever, but
Yeah, could
they were
obviously not
good.
fight this guy
Yeah. The
in real
choreography
life.
That was like a, it
Yeah.
was like a good like fighting movie that first
They
opening
brought
scene.
in Zola. That was kind of cool. Like he was on the monitors and stuff.
Yep.
He didn't look like the comics, but he looked pretty awesome.
Well, he didn't in the first movie either.
Yeah. But he wasn't attached to the machines in the first movie, was he?
No,
He was
no.
just a person.
Yeah, they said he attached himself to the machines, in between.
Yeah.
Then, yeah. I feel like the way he like I feel like he has in the past, I don't know, 60 years, not 60 years, the past like 30 years, he had found this way, found a way to get onto some technology newer than those tapes.
Yeah. And I didn't realize, but that one Shield agent slash Hydra agent was Crossbones until I looked at it later.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't know his name off the top of my head. And
Which guy was that?
there was one Shield agent that they keep showing, and his face was burned at the end of the movie. He's
Yeah.
Crossbones.
It's the dude Anthony Mackie fights.
Yeah, he had a big fight scene with
Oh,
Falcon. Yeah.
yeah.
He was a good Falcon. He was a good Falcon. I liked him a lot.
It was very good.
I
I
mean,
like I
I
like
don't
the
know how
way
they
Falcon
cast
and
him, but I thought he was a
well, Anthony
great.
Mackie was he was in the what's the war movie from a few Hurt Locker. He was in Hurt Locker and he was in
I've
was he?
seen Hurt Locker, but I don't remember him in there. That was Hurt Locker the one with the bomb specialist? They
Yeah.
have to go. Yeah. He was good. I mean, really good. And the special effects with Falcon were awesome when he's
Yeah, the fight
flying.
was awesome.
That was really well done.
Yeah, it looked awesome.
Mike, I have another complaint. I wish that both him and Black Widow would use slightly stronger guns. I think they'd be more effective with slightly bigger guns. They out here with fucking pea shooters. Like, they're fighting giant aircraft carriers, and these guys are out here with pea shooters. I'm like, hey, get a big gun.
I did like when Black Widow though got on like when like Winter Soldier's shooting at her, and then she ended up getting on his shoulders and stuff.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
like that he used his metal arm to punch the shit out of stuff. It was like, I like how strong it made the arm,
Yeah, the
and how strong it made Cap. Like, there's that one scene where Cap punches a dude and he goes like flying 20 feet.
Yeah.
Again, murdering people out here for fun.
I like how that when someone's shooting at Captain America, they always shoot for a shield.
Yeah. Never shoot for the legs.
They don't see his feet underneath.
No, they don't shoot at the shield directly.
He's like walking towards him, and the guy's shooting him with a machine gun
It's like
right at his
stormtroopers. If you ever watch Star Wars, those fuckers can't hit shit, man.
shield.
Those
But like these are
clones
like
are not
trained
taught to shoot things.
Hydra slash shield specialists.
When you have a target, though,
Like,
it's hard not to shoot for the target, I guess.
how is there so there's like no more shield.
Apparently.
Spoilers, my God. Hope
For
you
a
saw the
week.
movie.
I like the designs of those aircraft carriers. They look pretty awesome.
The little shoot, like the little helicarrier, like the baby helicarriers, and like the extra guns. They had guns everywhere. They had guns on their guns. I like that.
Yeah.
They could shoot like in every direction at once.
it was a good movie. Thumbs up.
Robert Redford was in the movie, and I was like, I knew he was in it, but I was always surprised. I liked the role he was doing and all that kind of stuff.
I thought they were gonna switch it on us, but
Nah.
they didn't. They kept
I
it.
figured he was gonna die in this movie, either as a whatever, because I just felt like Robert Redford wasn't doing like six Marvel movies. I feel like he just did a movie where he played a guy on a boat for an entire movie by himself. I feel like he's not about this Marvel life for more than like one flick, so.
And then they had the Baron Strucker at the end, or whatever his name is,
Yeah.
and the Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
Yep.
What was the last scene? I don't
I
remember.
can't rem I cannot remember.
I remember watching it and say, "Well, that wasn't that much." But oh, that was Bucky going back to the museum.
Oh yeah. Bucky finds
Yeah.
out about himself or something.
Yeah.
So he can get his memories back.
I had a little trouble hearing it in this old theater because I still have bad hearing in my right ear. It's really bad, and but I got the gist of everything.
Mean, there wasn't much. I mean, like, it sounds
The
what we're talking about.
one
There wasn't
part I
much to
had
hear.
trouble seeing is when he was talking to Carter, the old lady.
Oh, yeah.
That was the scene that I was having a real hard time
They were quiet talking a
hearing
little.
what the dialogue was. But this old theater, like, they only show like one time, maybe three times a week, and it's like one showing.
Wow.
And it's like really old school. The popcorn thing is like from the 40s.
Delicious.
Yeah.
So you just went to this one because it was the you happened to be there?
Yeah, we didn't expect to see it because we knew we were going to be there, and they don't. We knew they didn't have any digital capability there. Like, their theaters doesn't really show a lot of movies. It's just one theater, and it only has one theater in it. So we didn't think they'd get capped, but they did, and it was just like a good coincidence.
Cool. I looked up that. Did you see that Robert Redford movie, Micah?
I know I haven't seen it.
The boat one.
I
I didn't
just.
even know about it. I just looked it up.
What's it called?
All is lost.
Yeah.
I didn't know he'd done a movie in years.
Oh, no, he's done a few things.
I think he's
But
done a
yeah, I
couple.
just remember the last one I heard about was like him on a boat by himself.
How old is he? Like 80?
I don't know, 60 something, 70 maybe.
I need a calculator. He's born at 36.
77.
He's almost 80. Impressive.
I saw Taken 2.
Oh, and how did you feel about it?
I felt like it was like Taken 1 all over again.
Did that just come out, or is that out for a while?
No,
It's been
taking
out
it
for a
out for like a
while.
year or two.
It's
Yeah, I thought
the
so.
same plot. It's basically some old guy saying you killed all my sons, even though they were selling kids and, capturing them for sex and all that stuff. He wanted revenge, so he comes after his family when he's in Istanbul. And it's pretty much an adventure. They capture his friends, and his daughter kind of saves the day.
By like listening to the radio and throwing a grenade.
That was kind of cool, though. He was like remembering everything, and then he had, okay, throw a grenade in this direction. Boom. Okay, you're about 3 kilometers away.
Now throw a grenade over here.
Yeah, boom.
Boom. All right. Now I know exactly where I'm trying to triangulate it.
Yeah. It's weird though, the sound. It's almost like they make his voice like all bass. Turn up the bass. I was like, "Barb, does it sound weird every time he talks?" And it was like, yeah, she heard it too. It was like his voice is like real deep and bassy. It's like the woofer goes off every time he talks.
Never saw the second one.
I
Did I
think.
see anything else? I saw American Hustle.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one. That was good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right, yeah. I saw. Oh, you want to talk about it?
Not really.
I saw shit. The second movie, because the drive-in always had double features.
Oh, you
So
saw Need for Speed.
yeah, it's so bad. It's so bad.
What?
It is the worst movie I've seen in a long time.
Really? I
Like,
thought it
it
was
is.
like a car thing. That's
It's,
impossible for
yeah.
you not to like.
No, it's not. It's really bad. It does nothing good. There's
Well, it's got
not a
fast
single.
cars and it's got women, right? Fast
Is
women?
it a different
No.
director?
Well, no,
Different
it's not.
writer?
It's nothing like. It's nothing at all like the Fast and Furious movies. So, like, the movie's plot is like. So. God, it's so poorly done. Like, the thing I have to get across is that it's poor. Every part of it is poorly done, right? So, instead of giving you time to know the characters, it tried to drop you in with like this family dynamic, but it's all super forced and it's clearly forced and there's bad acting and bad writing. And it's all guys trying way too hard to seem like they're friends or being cold to each other. And one of their friends is he owns this mechanic shop. And he's behind on payments because his dad owed money to the bank or something. Like, it's, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. And then some jackass offers them a chance to rebuild a car. The jackass who I think maybe used to be friends with them and is dating one of their sisters. And he's like a famous racer, but not like in any kind of sport. Like, it's weird because he's not like an Indy racer or NASCAR or any of that kind of stuff. He just, I guess, is a famous street racer or something. Like, they never established any of this stuff. They just kind of go with it. And you're supposed to just kind of go along with it. But there's nothing to go along with. And so, yeah. And then they get jealous and they get their masculinity up or something. I'm not sure what happened. They got, like, dude points or whatever. And he was like, I'm mad at you now, so you have to race. And it was like, what? And so the bad guy and the good guy and the good guy's friend hop in these, like, $750,000 cars. And then frames the good guy. And so the good guy goes to jail. The good guy, who I think is Aaron Paul, goes to jail. And then he comes out 2 years later and then calls up the person he sold the fancy car he made to. And then they drove across the country to get to a secret race that they were not going to be invited to otherwise, and then happened to get invited to by some sheer luck because some dude played by Michael Keaton decided to put them into a fancy secret race that no one's ever heard of before. And the prize is all six cars of everybody who enters the race. And the bad guys happen to be racing in that race. So his whole plan for revenge was to drive cross country, breaking parole, and potentially get into a secret race that no one knows about to clear his name somehow. But how we do that, we don't know. Like, they never explain any of it. They just kind of go on. And then he races them in a secret race. And this movie has, like, no respect for human life at all. Like, they just murder people all the time. Like, they drive... So in the Fast and Furious movies, during all of the, like, the street races, all the roads are blocked off. They go out there, and it may be illegal, but they at least block off the roads. In this movie, they almost kill someone, and they make jokes about it, about how they almost killed somebody in, like, the very first race of the movie. And then they just race on these streets, and they put people in danger, and they flip cars, and they cause all these explosions, right? But it's not because they're being chased by someone or because there's a giant tank following them. It's just for shits and giggles. They're just kind of, like, out here doing stuff that puts people in danger and running over civilians for fun.
It's because they have the need for speed, man.
And it makes... And it's just like this... Like, you can't root for this guy at all because he's just killing people. And there's no... Like, there's no plot. There's no...
Isn't it a video game?
Plot. Yeah. But the Need for Speed games don't have plots either. You just race.
That's what... Then that's a good interpretation, yeah, right?
No.
What do you mean?
A good interpretation would have been just having him drive through California for 2 hours. Like, they didn't get the, like, they didn't even have, like, the cop chases done. Like, if they wanted to do it by the game, like, the cop chases were, like, just, like, super mediocre, and it was just like, well, this car's gonna do a thing, and boom, oh, look, that was in the game, don't you remember that? I was like, ah, it's really silly. Like,
signs from the game.
They're just, like,
the road.
It was really stupid. Like, it's really bad. It's really bad. And I hate every character. Like, all the characters are hated. Like, no one is likable in that movie. And it's phenomenally bad. Like,
it's the opposite of Rat Queens. Everybody's likable.
Yeah. So, good job, Aaron Paul. Way to be a winner.
Did it flop?
Oh, yeah. Because it's really bad.
But you only paid to see Captain America. So
yeah, I paid to see Captain America. Need for Speed was a bonus I got to make fun of. Captain America was good. So also, we saw parts of Noah.
Looking over to the other theater.
Yeah, looking over to the other screen. And did you know that in the movie version, there's giant rock monsters?
No.
So really? We turn around. And there are literally, at some point in time, now I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know what's going on, right? So it's not like a judgment or anything. But, like, we turn around, And there are these giant freaking rock monsters, like, fighting stuff, like a Transformers-esque action sequence in the middle of Noah. It was really strange, and I don't
Maybe it
understand.
said that in the Bible.
I think I
No, it
remember that
didn't.
one.
Giant rocks are come across the.
In like the traditional, like in like the Christian Bible or whatever, the story of Noah is like six words. Like, it's really short.
I didn't mention any rock monsters in the
There's no
six.
rock. There's no rock monsters.
I remember Monsters of the Rock
No.
cameth over
Shall
the hill.
cast down upon you.
Nope, none of
And
that.
they threw rockets at
No.
whatever that dude, Russell Crowe's face or whatever
Russell.
his name is.
Well, what happened is Russell Crowe actually won the fight by throwing a telephone at someone's face. So, mirroring real life, it was impressive. Apparently, none of the animals are real; they're all CG. So,
I heard that, but I heard the rock monsters were actually real.
that's not surprising.
You mean they exist?
Yeah,
Oh, yeah,
they were
they're
in The
called
Hobbit.
golems, duh.
You had to go. You had to go. They found that the same guys that were in The Hobbit. They're just like, "Are you guys bored today? Do you want to be in Noah?" They were like, "Sure, why not?"
should cast you should cast that in your script, Bill.
You can make them at home.
Real life, yes. You just put words in their head until they can know what to do.
When they're
Give them
in
proper
your
instruction.
script, your sci-fi prison in space
My prison is space.
with Laurel and Hardy, we should have rock monsters in there. We could just hire
I don't know
them.
how I'm gonna get rock. That's impossible.
No, it's not.
Nothing is
Thou
impossible.
shalt cast rock upon the shuttle.
He looked down and he saw
He
the
saw
rocks
rocks.
gathering together. Awesome.
I'm curious. I'll watch that when it comes on HBO or.
Oh, I will too. I'll definitely catch it now that I know there's rock monsters in it.
That does increase my curiosity
That was
by a lot.
interest in it. Oh, because
Like
there's rock
from z
monsters?
yeah, it went from
Yes.
0 to like
Now
30.
Bill's like, hey, we should go see this. Melanie, let's go see Noah.
Bring the kids.
There's
Sure, it's
rock
great. It's
monsters.
family entertainment. Rock monsters.
Did that movie do well? I don't know.
I mean, it did okay, but not to what they wanted it to do.
Oh, okay.
I heard Captain America did okay.
Yeah, it did
Captain
really
Captain
good.
America is doing just fine.
It's making Disney, the Marvel merger is making Disney a lot of money.
It sure is. Well, also Disney knows how to make money themselves. They've screwed up with their own stuff lately, but they are good at making
I
money.
think the Muppets just broke even or something. I can't remember.
But that's a long t like with kids movies, that's usually a more longer tail thing. They'll probably be more than all right after DVD sales and
After
merchandising.
DVDs and the TV. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Merchandising. It'll be on cable TV like every day for like months and months at a time, so.
Yeah, but they're gonna be. I mean, they'll be living off Frozen money for a while, so they're fine.
Yeah, they will. Yes, they will. But I mean, like, they may have lost money with like, God, what is his name? John Carter, and
You gonna
what's
kill
his
that
name?
bird in the background?
I want to kill this bird.
Clear. Is that what you're having for dinner?
Yeah, I'm having this bird for dinner. Like, I don't know where it's just like hanging outside. It's like right outside the porch, and I don't know where it is though. I want to throw a rock at it, but I can't even see it.
Summon a rock monster.
If I had a rocket launcher, I could probably
If you
summon it.
had a rock monster, you could launch him at him.
Throw your shield.
God, if I had Captain America's shield, just wreak havoc. Yeah, Captain America is doing more than okay.
Anyone watch any television programs?
Oh no, I'm out again.
Bunch of fade out.
I
Oh, you're
watched
out of.
the season finale of Walking Dead, which was really good. It was really, really good. I can't spoil that.
Is it a season finale or is it like a half season? I have
It's a
no idea.
season finale.
Okay. I wasn't sure if they were doing like half seasons
Yeah,
like
the
it's
other one
popular
was the half
shows.
season, like before Christmas.
Okay.
And this is the. It's really worth watching. It was
I'm gonna go
good.
on mute until I can find this bird.
Go make a noise outside.
I watched the second episode of the second season of Bates Hotel. That's still really good.
I need to.
That actress is really good, man. The one that plays Norman Bates's mom, she's good.
Yeah, Vera
Yeah.
Farmiga. That's what's her face's sister.
What's her face?
The girl from American Horror Story.
Is it really her sister?
Yeah. It's her sister, but they're like 30 years apart or something. Not 30.
Wow,
Yeah, they're like.
you're talking about the younger one?
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
didn't
the daughter.
She's old. That's an old sister.
Yeah, I can't remember how many years. They actually played mother and daughter in a movie.
Must have been like 60 years old when they decided to have another kid or
Yeah, I
something.
can't remember how many years there are between them, but it's gotta be like.
Same parents, different, or did like he get like a 40-year younger wife at some point in
There's
time?
a big difference in age. There's a huge difference. You'll see it.
Yeah, so I was like wondering if like they have the same both mother and
I
father,
think
or if.
they do. I mean,
Oh,
they look alike.
goodness gracious.
but the fact that one played the mother of the daughter, I
Yeah,
mean,
they played mother and daughter in a movie.
that's just kind of bizarre.
Yeah, see, 73 and 94, so yep, 21 years.
Dang.
Don't know. Let me. I'll look up the parents. Let me call her. Hang on. You guys can talk while I look it up.
I have no t other TV.
I know other TV.
I already talked about my fish burrito.
I think this bird is quiet now.
I don't have any other food to talk about.
I
Let me
did. The
think.
only TV I've really watched is I watched the third season of Game of Thrones.
Is that
That
what's on
could.
Netflix
No,
now?
it was on DVD. It
Oh, okay.
was at the library. It was awesome. Everyone dies.
You're not even anywhere close to everyone dying yet.
I know. A lot of people have died, though.
It was the wedding is that season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone dies every episode, so.
Basically.
It's awesome. I love it. You guys should really read it. I mean, watch it.
Oh, you need
Is
to
he gonna.
log on. You need to log on to Facebook, Bill.
Why?
Because Barb said she needs your hummus recipe or your fungus
The
recipe.
fungus recipe?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a recipe for your fungus?
Have a fungus recipe.
You add some fungus and then you add a little bit more fungus.
Hummus is fantastic.
No, it's not.
Fantastic.
It tastes like bird turd.
I like fungus.
You probably never even had it.
I have.
You probably
Barf
never had.
makes me try things.
You probably didn't like it before you tried it, so.
Okay, I think it's the same parents because it says that they were 52 and 45 when Tassio was born. So they're pretty old.
Yep.
There you go. Now you know.
Nice.
Hummus is fantastic. Love it. I'm gonna make some tonight.
You should.
While I pull out my recipe.
While you're reading the crust. You could put hummus on your face in the form of a cross.
Cross. They won't come after you.
Yeah, and you'll
Got
be
garlic in it.
run around the house with your burned balls.
Hanging out.
Yeah, just ah!
I don't want to repeat myself though. I have to go for something new there.
So Barb wants your hummus recipe.
All right. I'll have to find it.
I will not eat any of it.
Oh, it's
Unless she
delicious.
makes me. Unless she establishes her dominance and makes me.
Which she will.
Yeah, but I always have Daryl. Daryl's my brother, and Daryl will text her like, "Stop making Mike eat hummus."
She texts Daryl. Help,
help. Yeah, I cried at Daryl, and Daryl sends.
Almost alert.
No, Daryl sends S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. He knows that S.H.I.E.L.D. has been compromised.
Wait, real S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, or is he sending out Hydra agents?
No, he said he's no, he's totally S.H.I.E.L.D.
You gotta check. You don't know. Trust no one.
Keith is Hydra.
Trust. When did we get AIM? Is AIM gonna show up at some point in time?
They should with their hats.
What about Ultimatum? Is Ultimatum gonna
show
up? The
little beehive.
We get Ultimatum.
All right. Are we close to wrapping up here?
I think we are.
All right. This has been Geek Brunch, episode 203, or is it 4? 203.
Three.
And you can reach us on the Twitters. Mike is hard to get a hold of on the Twitters, but you could try. At
school's almost over. The semester's almost over, so I will be back active probably after that.
At do underscore what? We even have a hard time talking to to Mike on the Twitters.
I just don't, because I uninstalled the app at one point in time. Not on purpose, but my phone changed and like things got weird. Twitter got annoying to me, and so I just uninstalled it because I couldn't figure out the settings. I'm old sometimes. I'm just like, technology, just delete it. And then it was doing the annoying thing where it was sending out, it was giving me notifications when it, like, so-and-so retweeted something. Not from me, just from somebody else. And I'm like, I don't care. And so, and it kept doing it. I couldn't figure out how to turn it off, so I uninstalled it. And then I reinstalled it, but then I just didn't use it for a while because school and stuff was busy.
So when school's over, it's do underscore what?
Yeah.
And Bill is at DBM00. If you know any hummus recipes, or if you know what kind of, acid he could put on his balls, to get rid of sunburn, then you can tweet him at @DBM00, and I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. And we have a Facebook page. If you go to if you type in Geek Space Brunch Space Podcast, you can find us on Facebook and click the like button. Leave an iTunes review, and it'll make us happy.
Do that.
And then I don't know what else to say. We're Mike, Bill, and Micah at comicbooknoise.com for emails.
Absolutely.
Yes. Tell us what you're reading. Or watching. Or eating. Tell us if you like hummus.
It's delicious. That's hummus last weekend. It's delicious.
We need to make some.
If I ate food like you and Keith, I would be thin. And not because I'm eating healthier, but because I have no reason to want to eat. I would just eat when I had to.
Oh, delicious. Once you start eating hummus, you can't stop.
I'm going to have to call Daryl right now to text you, Bill. I'm going to have to call S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. has been compromised. The hummus monster is coming. All right, well, we'll talk to you guys later. You guys have a good week, and
you
we'll
too.
Talk to you in two.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And then there's a couple of workers, see?
Yeah.